Welcome to the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast with Ben Gates, also known as Tab. Ben Gates is going to bring the power to this podcast. Are you ready for so much information that your head caves in? It's more information than 400 babies. So much information, your brain can't even handle it.
Oh, Ben, slow down, man. Take a breath.
I'm just all jacked up. I'm so ready to co-host.
Shalicto, doc, popular, yo wiki wiki.
All right, welcome to episode 27 of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. I'm Josh Parker, here with Ben Gates, as you know him on the forums as Tab. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing great.
Well, Dr. Popular is out this week, doing something. I'm not really sure what, but sitting in for him. I think we've got a very good co-host here, and it's going to be a fantastic show.
I hope.
And since Ben is very young, I'm not even going to talk about how much I've been drinking. Not going to mention it at all. All right. So how you been doing, Ben?
Good.
Yeah, what's new?
Not much. I got my 888 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Are you in love with it?
Not exactly.
Really?
Kind of confusing.
Oh. Well, love is confusing. is there something you don't like about it?
Well, the thing is, like, it's got this weird wobble vibration thing. And, like, I heard from someone that, like, the actual design of the yo-yo is too wide, and it's wobbling. And, like, I found that if you take off the hub stacks, it stops. Even though it said on projectredalert.com that the hub stacks wouldn't make it wobble. And it's all confusing, and I was gonna return it, but then I decided not to. So I'm really not sure what's happening at this point, but I've been getting some, like, really mean comments from Yo-Yo Factory about it and stuff.
You've been getting comments from Yo-Yo Factory?
Well, like, I sent them a message saying it was vibrating, and we were discussing it, and, like, I've heard in the past that they have, like, really good customer service.
Yeah?
And they're just, like, not, like, believing me almost. And they're, like, doubting me, kind of. And there was a post on Extreme Spin. Like, someone said, I heard some 888s have been wobbling. And then Yo-Yo Factory Ben posts, like, only for people who aren't good enough to use them. Yeah.
That's the funniest thing about Ben McPhee is that he just argues.
Yeah.
Like, I loved the yo-yo. Like, the first time I played with it before anybody else had used it, like, I got to play with one, and I loved it to death. But
yeah,
I compared it...
At NER, I used it... I used Steve Brown's and filmed it.
Yeah.
I stuck it in the NER clip video, and his was fine.
Yeah. But the one that I used, I compared it to the Eatsit, because I still think that they're a very similar shape. And I got nothing but argument from Ben. Nothing at all. And I'm like, I'm sitting there saying I love the yo-yo, but all he did was argue.
Yeah,
that's a funny guy. All right. So what do we have? Speaking of Yo-Yo Factory, they just finished their video contest, their Tricked Out, G5 Tricked Out video contest. And they've announced a couple winners, it looks like. Do you know anything about this, Ben?
No, I don't know all the rules and stuff, but it was basically just a contest to see who could come up with the coolest tricks with the hub stacks on the G5 or GM2.
That is an awesome idea. This completely missed me. I was talking to Ed Haponic today, and he showed me this link with all these videos on it. And, like, I hadn't heard anything about this. I guess I've been under a rock or something. A rock, not as opposed to the other thing.
Yeah.
But Pika's Hacky Five video, I thought was pretty darn neat. And on YouTube, I've seen a few other videos that do similar things. And I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. Some of the stuff is pretty crazy that I saw. Some of the videos.
Yeah, I've watched very few of the videos. Did you see Ed's video, speaking of which?
Do you know which one it is?
It is... I do know which one it is. It is... looking forward to something about a mess with the bull. That's what it is, mess with the bull. Ed does this crazy stall using the devil horns on a, you know, the symbol for the devil horns, with the hub stacks resting on each finger, and it's pretty badass, like Ed Hoponic is. But Pika won Best New Concept, and this other video, Accordion, won for most views and most ratings, so I don't know what that means. Oh, that's Bemis's video. I haven't even watched that.
Yeah, basically, I watched it. He was, like, just pulling the yo-yo apart, pulling hub stacks, like, you know, like an accordion.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. That's pretty funny. I like that Bemis guy.
Yeah. He has a lot of pyros.
Yeah, he does. Cool. Yeah, so that's cool that they did that, and it they got a lot of entries on that and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? It's you know what time it is, Ben?
It's 8:12 over here.
You East Coaster people. No, it's time for the podcasting sensation that is sweeping the nation. That's right. It is time for Name That Yo-Yo.
Okay.
Now, do you understand the rules here, Ben?
Pretty much. I think Joe Mitchell tried to rip this off once, and Danny Severin still owes me a gallon of chocolate milk.
Really?
Yeah, he held a freehand one up to the mic, and I was the first one to guess it was a freehand one.
Oh, wow. You should definitely get on him about that. So the way it works is one of us will throw a yo-yo, hold it up to the microphone, and the other will try and guess what yo-yo that is. Now, if we don't guess on the first try, we get a hint, and if we still can't get it, game's over, and the person loses. So, do you want to go ahead and throw first?
Okay. There it is.
That is losing speed very quickly.
I cranked open the gap so it doesn't make a lot of noise.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's a fast 201.
Nope.
Oh, dang it. All right, give me a hint.
It's made of bulletproof plastic. Supposedly bulletproof.
It's made of bulletproof plastic? Is it a Rev G?
Nope.
I have no idea.
It's a Stunt Pilot 3.
Oh, with that, what do they call that?
Pro-ionium?
Pro-ionium, yeah. Well, that was a good one. That was a good one. Do you like the the Stunt Pilot 3?
I guess, yeah. I beefcaked mine, so it sleeps now.
Yeah, that's cool. But the side propellers thing don't do anything, right?
Well, they're nifty. You can, you know, look at them.
Yeah, you can look at them, but they don't really do anything. Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give a throw here. Now, interesting fact about this yo-yo up front. I stole this yo-yo from Josh Jessen's prize bag from Illinois State. So here we go.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
I want to say a buzz-on. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a buzz-on of some sort.
No, it is not a buzz-on.
Okay.
No. This yo-yo was designed by Bill DeBoisBlanc.
No idea. I can't think of any yo-yos that he's designed that I know of.
You're going to kick yourself. There are people listening to this, Ben, at home right now, screaming at their listening device with the answer.
I have no idea.
It is a Yo-Yo Jam Sunset Trajectory.
I have no idea. I've never even used one.
All right. Well, so be it. So, you know, there was a post on yoyoing.com today that really caught my attention. And somebody, Plasma, was asking what happened to Tommy Gunn. And I thought that was a really interesting thing to be asking.
Especially on yoyoguy.com.
Yeah. Because, you know, Tommy Gunn, of course, is co-owner of Extreme Spin and runs the forum over there. And so we see him over there, but never on yoyoing.com anymore.
Right. So
it's just interesting that he's asking that. And then our poor little friend Caitlin Anton goes in and says he's at Extreme Spin, and Boxdoor, you know, makes fun of her a little. She takes offense.
Boxdoor.
Yeah, it's true, but, you know, I guess maybe she overreacted a little bit, but, yeah.
What did she say? Hang on.
Well, Boxdoor said, you do too many brain twisters. Which is true. I've told Caitlin this to her face, that she needs to do harder tricks in her freestyles.
Yeah.
She knows.
A lot of people have been criticizing her for that because she places high with brain twisters and stuff.
Yeah. But she knows that she needs to do harder tricks. And then Caitlin, I don't know what her response means, but it's saying that Boxstar should learn how to read. So I don't know.
Wait. Okay, yeah, because she says, like, in my book, being on a forum counts as being around, and he says, I don't like your book, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then she says, maybe you should learn how to read, because my book is just fine.
Yeah, that's funny. But now, speaking of Extreme Spin...
Yeah, they have kind of vanished. The forum's still there, but...
Yeah, the forum's still there, extremespin.org/forum, which I think Ben will agree with me when I say it is the best yo-yoing forum.
Yeah. Some people have tried to talk me out of believing that, but they're like the yo-yo, the yo and yoyoguy.com people.
Yeah, there are definitely some... are there yo-yo guy zealots? There's definitely... people who are incredibly loyal to the yo, and I don't exactly get that, but that's cool with them, you know. That's
they all hate me.
Do they?
Oh yeah, they do.
Well, I've been banned, I think, a couple times from the yo, which I think is very funny. First time, I'm not going to go into that here, but yeah, extremespin.com, the actual store. It's been down since just before Illinois States, and there was a message saying we are getting ready for Illinois States, so the forum is down, or the store is down, but we'll be back. And here we are, like almost a month later, and the store is still not back. And you know what, Ben? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's coming back.
Cool. I don't know. It could just be they're, like, redesigning it or something.
You know, it could be. That could entirely be true. But, you know, I think he would have said that. I think Rich would have said that. We're down for a redesign. We'll relaunch, you know, as soon as we can. It's going to be awesome. But he did. He made some bullshit statement about being down for Illinois States, and he's not back yet.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing. You know, I'll have
I think I got my first freehand one from Extreme Spin.
Really? That's so cute. Was it an Extreme Spin freehand one?
No, it was a yellow one. I still have it in my case. I completely destroyed it.
Yeah, my first freehand one is pretty destroyed.
No, like mine, I was trying to do some trick I saw on Sector Y. I saw Steve Brown do it in a video where, like, you spin the yo-yo and the dice at once some weird way, and I had no idea what I was doing, and the dice smashed into the yo-yo, shattered one of the halves.
Whoa!
It's got this huge crack going all the way down it, and then the other half flew off the string and almost broke my video camera.
Whoa. Cool. All right. Extreme Spin has been such a great force. I think he was the I want to say second, but he might have been the third online yo-yo store. I think Dave might have started Skill Toys before Rich did, but yeah, it'd be disappointing to see that store go away, especially seeing Team Extreme Spin go away, because they got so many good players on there.
Yeah.
But they'll just get picked up by somebody else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I kind of maybe stuck my foot in my mouth today on the Extreme Spin forum and told people that we would call them and talk to them during the show. So we've got here Zach. We're gonna give him a call here and see what he has to say.
Okay.
Let's see. And then we've got somebody to talk to after that. All right. Let's see if this works.
Hello.
Hello, Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? You are on the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast with me, Josh Parker, and a very special Ben Gates.
I'm here.
Cool.
So how are you doing, Zach?
Splendorful.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you are Maggot on the forums?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's Tonk Pills Maggot 666, which is just about one of the most infuriating screen names I could ever imagine.
Yep.
Good that you know that. So how are you doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Yeah,
everything's going pretty good. Had some pizza and some root beer, and I was watching Daily Show, so... Yeah.
You know, I was just watching a Daily Show clip. I'm going to get political here for a moment, but with that Republican candidate. That wasn't what I wanted to do. It's Ron Paul. I was just watching a clip from that, and this guy sounds awesome. Have you heard about this guy, Tab?
Nope, I don't think so.
He's a Republican candidate, and he seems like he's got a lot of integrity. He doesn't seem like he changes his opinion often, and he's borderline libertarian, which is what attracts me to him so much. But he's running on a Republican ticket, so that you know people will actually listen to him. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that, but The Daily Show is fantastic.
Yes.
Yep.
Cool. I was thinking, since you're here, Zach, do you want to play Name That Yo-Yo?
That would be awesome.
All right. Do you have a yo-yo?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and give it a throw, and me and Ben will try and figure out what yo-yo it is.
All righty, then. Here we go. You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it.
That is a loud metal sounding yo-yo.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's a an addict with a clean bearing.
Mm.
No, unfortunately, you are incorrect.
I'm going to say it's a metal free hand zero.
As well, you are also incorrect.
God, dang it.
Well, this one has its weight rings removed, and it is known to have a brother named Tank.
It's like bare bones or something.
Close enough.
Or a bone ship.
Yeah, it was crossbones. Just took the weight rings out, and it isn't a dry bearing, but it is definitely cleaned. So,
all right, excellent.
All right.
Well, that was fun. So we're gonna go ahead and hang up on you now.
All right.
It was good to talk to you, Zach, and we'll see you again later.
Solid.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. See ya.
Well, that was almost a complete radio death. Dr. Popular has been pretty prolific on his blog. Do you follow this at all, Ben?
Not really.
He is writing 28 days of Yo right now, where he blogs every day about an interesting yo-yo, and there is a lot of great stuff on his blog. This is, of course, drpopular.blogspot.com. Now, yesterday he wrote about the coral snake, which is an interesting yo-yo, and the Rev G, which is a carbon fiber yo-yo, which is why I guessed it when you said it was bulletproof. And he's also written about some Doble yo-yos, one specific Doble yo-yo, which might be the first yo-yo to have sort of the hub stack idea, where you could grab onto the hubs and the yo-yo would continue spinning. He also wrote about the custom axle, the Mongoose, which is terrible. The Mojive, Yomega Zero G, and a couple others. So I definitely recommend that everybody check that out, because Dr. Popular, you know, as smarmy and mean as he sounds, he's actually full of a lot of useful information. So you heard it here first.
Some of the stuff's pretty cool. This wooden one with the hub stacks?
Yeah, that Doble yo-yo. Doble is awesome. And it's a really good article, too. Like, Doble has been producing yo-yos for, 15 years, at least, regularly. And they still produce them at their website, you know, dobleyoyos.com or whatever. And they're wooden yo-yos, and they're beautiful, and they're really good.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Their yo-yo, the Calypso, was a popular one for a while for breaking sleeping records with a fixed axle yo-yo. That was a fun fact. Let's see here. Do we have anybody else that we need to call?
Yeah, there was someone else.
Ixthus 5 wants us to call him, but he doesn't seem to be answering. Adam. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. This is amazing radio right now. I keep saying radio. It's really a podcast, but
same concept.
Yeah. And Adam does not seem to be online, which so be it. I think Ixthus wanted to talk to us too, but, you know, I don't know what his screen name is.
It might be in his profile.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. So you got anything else to talk about, Ben? Any contests coming up?
Well, there's supposed to be Mar at some point, but Joe Mitchell hasn't released any information about that because he's probably locked himself in the mad scientist studio.
Oh, that's probably true. So Mar, in St. Paul here, we've got Midwest Regionals that's coming up. And I should probably find out what date that is so I can plug it or something. I'm going to be judging. That is Saturday, June 23rd at the Mall of America. So if you're in the area, be sure you come on out and say hi and compete and lose. Because Alex Berengel is going to win. Did you know that, Ben?
I guess he's won.
Yeah, Alex Berengel is going to win. Yeah.
Wait, you're judging, so are you, like, rigging it so he wins?
No, not at all. I don't know how it happens. He's just good. and the weekend before that in Ankeny, Iowa, is the Iowa State Championship. You can find out more about Midwest Regionals at mwryoyo.com. You can find out more about Iowa States at Iowa. I have no idea. No, I have no idea. At some website that I'm hosting, in fact, but I don't know what the domain name is. And they're doing some really interesting things with the judging. They're doing a round-based competition with, like, single elimination or something like that. Everybody's going to get to freestyle for 1 minute, like, three or four times or something. That's cool. And they're going to divide up the judging so that certain judges are just counting negative points and certain judges are just counting positive points so that the judges don't have to do both. Okay. And they claim that it will create a much more standardized judging system. So we'll see what happens there. And then – let's see. The other contest is Missouri State's, I guess I've got to talk about, which is July 14th down in Missouri. And I'm going to be judging something at that, I think. I think that does it. I guess I should also, for the sake of Ed Hipponic, I should also mention that North Carolina State's is the same weekend as Iowa State's. Since everybody's going to be in Iowa, it's sort of a moot point. Was that mean? I don't mean to be mean. I mean, Ed could kick my ass, you know, so I don't want to be mean.
But if,
all right.
But if you're in Iowa and he's in North Carolina, he can't really kick your ass.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. Because he's got to be in North Carolina. He's not leaving that, you know. Well, I think that does it. This has been a fantastic episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, yep. Episode 27.
So much information that my brain is caving in.
That's right. thank you, Ben, for stepping in for the absent Dr. Popular.
Welcome.
Until next week. Go on yoyowiki.org and edit something. Bye.
Okay, bye.